So first hometown is Jillian. He heads to Kelowna, British Columbia, in Canada.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's like, I'm here to find if she's really into me or what her deal is. And they meet up at this, like, beautiful lake, Kelowna Lake or whatever.
Yeah.
Which is really nice. This is where she spends all her summers, her life. Her grandparents live here, whole thing.
Big lake culture in Canada.
Oh, really?
A lot of people do, like, lake houses and lake things up in Canada. Nice. I really want to go. We should go.
Yeah, I really want to go to Vancouver. Vancouver Island is really dope.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's at this lake. She's telling some story about like how this lake has a Loch Ness monster in it. And she like touched it when she was a kid. Okay, Jillian. But yeah, they head to a winery and they sit and chat. And this is where Jillian kind of finally opens up fully.
Yeah.
Get her whole story. So she said her mom was diagnosed with depression when she was younger and was kind of like battling that for 15 years. And her parents separated. Her mom has attempted suicide. Her mom is just someone who's like very hard to live with. She was hospitalized for months on end and just like a very tumultuous time, you know, growing up with her mom. And eventually her mom turned everything around and got better. And they seem to be in a better spot now. But yeah, she was just like very emotional, just talking about like how much she loves her family, how much they've gone through, how lucky she is that they're all still together. Her parents are still married, I think.
They're still married. Yep.
Still married, which, wow, that's a lot to go through.
It sure is.
So yeah, she has a lot to be thankful for, but that's kind of explains why she's a little like tougher and, guards are all the way up.
Yeah.
That's Jillian.
And why she's so willing to take care of others before herself. This makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. She's the rock. She's been, had to have been the rock for her dad and her mom and all kinds of people. So, nice to get that little insight to her. And so, yeah, they head to Jillian's family, their home, and there's a whole bunch of people standing there with a big old Canadian flag. This is a white thing. White people love their country. They love their flag.
Yeah.
They love their flag. And I'm Jamaican. I love the Jamaican flag. But if I'm doing a hometown, I'm not standing there with a giant Jamaican flag.
Jamaican flag. Yeah. I don't understand it.
I don't know any black people who rides for the American flag like that.
Oh. What?
I've just never seen it.
Of course not.
I've never seen it.
It's
just a, there's just a privilege to patriotism.
Yes.
Yep. That is afforded to some and definitely not to us.
And definitely
and
not. No.
I've just never seen this. I was like, wow, this is, and so I, same thing. I'm very patriotic. I love Jamaica, but I would never just be, it's a flag. They just love flags.
Yeah. I don't understand that culture. That's something to dig into. Actually,
right?
Yeah.
What is this flag culture?
What does this mean?
Girls One Rose.
Yes.
What is the history of the love of flags among white people?
Yeah.
So, anyways, he comes in. They drape the whole flag over him. The whole thing. And you know, they sit for dinner. Jillian's sister is gorgeous.
Gorge.
So
yes.
Pretty.
Her sister's everything, and it was also grilling him at dinner. Thank God.
Somebody.
Somebody asked Jason a question.
A question. It wasn't even that juicy, but it was a question.
Yeah.
Shit. But yeah, just asking how he feels about the whole experience and, you know, what he's looking for and all that jazz. So Jason sits with Jillian's mom and the mom, you know, kind of really jokey, like pulls out this whole long list of questions. And, you know, what are your responsibilities as a partner in a marriage? Like, what do you see as your responsibility? And, you know, to be a partner, you know, you choose to be there. It's a commitment.
That's not the answer. That's not an answer, actually.
That's,
that's just a definition of what marriage is.
Of what marriage is. But okay. And the mom asks him, you know, how do you handle conflict?
Good question.
And good question, yes. He says he's not a fighter, and one of his best qualities is being a good listener, which is a good quality to have.
It's a great quality to have. Don't know if he has it.
In terms of conflict. Don't know.
Yeah.
Can't tell yet. Yeah. But that is a good quality to have in a partner to avoid conflict, as somebody who's not always talking but can also like shut the fuck up and listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, yeah, the mom kind of opens up about, you know, suffering with depression mm-hmm. and how Jillian has a lot of depth. She's had to grow up fast. And I thought Jason asked a really good question, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He asked the mom, you know, how do you make a marriage last when mm-hmm. you've had so many ups and downs?
Yeah, that is a great question.
Great question. Her and her husband are still married
yeah.
after all they've been through and dealing with mental health and hospital and attempted suicides. Like mm-hmm. That's a lot. And yeah, she said her husband just stuck by her mm-hmm. sometimes, not always.
Yeah. Like
there were, it was rough,
mm-hmm.
but, she said life is a dance and you learn as you go.
Yeah.
And just take each day and just try to make it through.
I love how they normalized not only the depression, but also her husband not being there for her all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like they kind of mm-hmm. humanized it, maybe not humanized normalized it. Humanized it.
Yeah,
I like it. Point. It was good.
Yeah. So yeah, later in the night, Granny turns up. Jillian's grandma.
Marjorie is everything.
Marjorie is funny.
Hysterical.
She's funny. Mm-hmm. So she brought a gift for Jason. Again, a pair of Canadian flag. Boxers.
This is where she got my invite to the cookout.
Okay.
Yep. Because mm-hmm. I don't care what's on them boxers. That is hilarious. Even when she met him and she was like, oh my God. Mm-hmm, she thought he was like so gorgeous.
Yeah.
She was just like God. The most honest, the most funny. She kind of lightened everything up. They're talking a lot about depression.
Right.
You know, the sister seems hardcore, even though isn't at all. Right. She just came in and kind of lightened up the vibes. I loved her Granny. And she had wine too. And she looked like she was, in her 80s. So
yeah, she came packing, in a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you caught the moment when it was time for Jason and the grandma to say goodbye. And he like goes in for a hug and she mm-hmm. grabs his face and kisses him on the lips. Did anyone catch that? Because it wasn't like they made a big stink about it, but if you looked, you literally saw her kind of angle his face and they kissed on the lips.
Whoa.
Yes. Marge. Grandma was not leaving there without tonguing Jason down and get one in.
Oh, Marge.
So crazy.
Oh, man.
But yeah, they had a great hometown. He says, mm-hmm. I can't imagine in any other hometown going this well. Next, Jason heads to Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And Molly is at the country club in her golf gear.
Literal worst nightmare. My God. Horrible. I hate country club vibes.
Just the vibe.
Ugh.
It's very get out.
Hate it. Yes, I hate it in there.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Not into it.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, she got on her Argyle sweater, her like magenta polo with the collar popped.
So many layers.
So many layers in this hot sun. And the popped collar, I was just like, ugh,
I know.
I'm done. I'm all of this already. But yeah, they play golf, and she's saying how every Sunday her family would go golfing. And she's like, Jason looks so sexy as he golfs. And
does he, girl?
He looks like an absolute dweeb.
He does look like a dweebazoid.
Pants are so big.
Yeah.
Like, boot cut. Like, I don't know what kind of cut these are for men. They're like mom jeans. Huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing sexy about that.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, they sit and chat, and she reveals how she was in a long-term relationship for 3 years, and her parents hated him.
Hated the guy. Yeah.
Wouldn't allow him at their house.
Yikes.
God, I feel like Molly was dating some, like, big nigga out of prison or something. Going through her black phase or some shit, and the parents were like, oh, hell no, absolutely not, Molly. How are you not somebody letting them in your house? You have to have a rap sheet or something.
That's the thing. Country club people will cut you off in a heartbeat.
Excommunicate anybody.
A heartbeat. They are ruthless. They literally belong to a club where you had to like audition and then pay $45,000 a year. Like, they don't play. The country club people don't play.
Damn.
And I just
had so many questions.
Yeah. About who he was, right?
Right. And now here she is bringing home this divorced single father, like
off a TV show.
off a TV show. What the hell? But yeah, so they head to her home, and her parents just seem like uptight, stiff Republicans. Yeah. That's it.
Reminded me a lot of Lauren B's family. Mm-hmm. A lot.
Yeah. That same vibe, whole vibe.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah. Yikes.
Hey, guys. That's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.